Blog Talk Radio.
Radio on this Monday, October 24th, 2011. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're going to bring it to you live tonight as we bring you the most sexy and sensual.
Don't want this thing, but can't let go. Even though I need
Radio, and we're bringing it to you today as we do it live and in living color with the sexual sensual on this Monday, 24th of October. So sit back and relax as we bring it to you. This is Word Sexy Radio. And we're bringing it to you right now. It's going live for you.
I didn't even think about the next change. Steady mess,
went
so reckless.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and this is your host, Red Snapper, and we're going to bring you this show tonight. We have a fantastic show, and we got a couple of authors that's going to be bringing it to you this evening, and we're going to do it well and do it right. And it's kind of funny because here in Kansas City, we're seeing that the weather seems to have changed. It's not that normal cold fall weather that we normally get. It was today. It was up in the 80s, and wondering if the global warming has anything to do with it. And if you think so, we also definitely want you guys to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. And I think my guest host, my friend, my pal, my confidant, my buddy, I think he's on here right now. Mr. Hint, are you here?
Can you hear me, man?
I can hear you, brother. How's it going?
Man, it's good. It's good. Like, I'm feeling
okay.
Good. You know, like...
Feeling good?
I told a friend of mine that, you know, like, if New Orleans beat Indianapolis by 50, I was going to get them props, boo. But they beat them by 50. It was an ass-whooping, so there I go. I said it. But,
that's right. You can say ass. Just everybody know that this is Word Sexy Radio and this is Grown Folks Radio. So we do cuss. So if you get offended by that, hopefully we won't offend you. But that's what we do here on Word Sexy Radio. And we got our guests on the line. We're gonna be calling them in right now. So DV, are you ready? We got two women, two fantastic ladies that are coming on right now, and I'm gonna let them introduce themselves as we go into them. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm holding my breath. Holding my breath.
All right, well, here we go. First of all, we're going to start with our 913 area code, and then we're going to go with our 614. And we're going to let you introduce yourselves, and then after you introduce who you are, then we're going to go ahead and give you a chance to kind of introduce what you've been doing and what we're going to be talking about tonight. So let's start with 913.
Hi, I'm Nia Watley. I'm a new author, and I basically am just starting out, so I'm excited about the book that I have coming out this winter.
Okay. All right, well, we thank you for coming on, Ms. Nia. Say hi to Nia,
hey,
DV.
What's happening? Like, you're going to have to let me know the names of these books, so we, you know, we're going to have to talk about that. You can't just say, I'm a new author, and I have books. No, that don't work. You know, you're going to have to name some names, you know, dish up some dirt. And, you know, that's how we do it. And
okay,
since I already know 614, you know, that's from my home state, Ohio. 614, I think, is Columbus, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
yes,
well, we're going to give
mistaken.
Her a chance to speak. All right, and introduce yourself to us.
You are not mistaken. This is best-selling author E.N. Joy, 614-CO in the house. I'm
right.
An author. I'm new as E.N. Joy, but I've written secular titles under the name Joylyn M. Jostle. I wrote some chick lit, some erotica, and under the name Joy, I wrote some urban lit. But now I'm writing as best-selling author E.N. Joy.
Okay, so best-selling author E.N. Joy, will you have any problems with us being raw and sexy on this show? Because this is Word Sexy Radio, and we can talk about God and all that too, but we are going to bring it raw. Is that going to be a problem?
That's not going to be a problem. We in your house, you keep it real, I keep it holy.
I know that's right. Not a problem. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to let Miss Nia Watley kind of explain how she got into the literary game and a little bit about her book that's coming out. And just in case you guys didn't know, Miss Watley is going to be coming through Midwest Publishing Group, which is a company that happens to be owned by Red Snapper. So she's one of the first authors that I've signed to my company. So,
hey.
Nia, give us a little bit on that.
About the book?
About the book, you and everything, sweetheart.
Okay. I've been writing for a lot of years, writing a little bit of erotica. The book is basically a murder mystery, but there is a lot of sex in it. The book is fast-paced and exciting, and I am so just thrilled to be getting it put out there under Midwest Publishing. I am finishing my bachelor's degree, a double major, at the University of Kansas right now, and so I'm writing and working on my degree. So...
So tell us the name of the book. Tell us the name of the book.
The book is High on Vengeance. It's called High on Vengeance, and it is basically a sexual thriller. It's about a woman whose husband is kidnapped, and the sexual exploits she goes through to find the person that did it. It takes you on twists and turns through every avenue of sex and of life and of just the lengths a woman will go to find the man that she loves. So,
well, let me say this right quick.
Well, let me say this real quick, because I know DV got some questions for you, but let me say this. If Red Snapper is putting his name on it, then you know it's got to be hot. So we got to let you know that, because yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's a great book. What I've seen of it already and some of the things and working with it, this is going to be one that this author is one that you're going to have to keep your eye on, because she is going to be phenomenal once she gets herself out completely the way she needs to be, and we're going to make sure we get her there. Okay. So, DV, what you got, man?
Man, like, I'm listening to her, and I was like, damn, I remember when I was that green. Oh, this is her. Because everybody here knows, you know, we've all written books. And the very first interview we had, we was nervous as hell, you know, and we say about.
So, Nia,
like,
are you nervous as a motherfucker or what?
You going to say about 10 times, you know, like, it's about this and about that, and then there's some about stuff. So I was like, damn, you know, I caught a flash.
How many about is she going to say, right?
That's what I'm saying, because I was that person. About a year ago, that was me, you know. So, I mean, I understand everything. I know she's excited and nervous, and she's like, this interview, I don't want to screw it up. I don't want to say something, you know. But, like, Ray, I'm surprised at you, man. How come you ain't keep me updated on this? I didn't know you signed somebody.
Well, you know, brother, I have to come out with my stuff kind of quietly because, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they do things and they like to brag.
This is me,
you know,
man. Don't
give
me that people. Don't give me that shit. This is me.
You're right, DV. I should have told you, brother. You're right. I should have definitely told you. She's one of a couple of authors that I have signed with Midwest Publishing Group, and she's going to be the first one we're putting out that is coming through the company. And I think it's going to be a great fit for us. She'll be coming through the subsidiary company, which is Word Sexy Publishing. So the book will come through that, but it's, you know, part of the main company of Midwest Publishing Group. And I should have told you, DV, but, you know, I like to bring surprises out, man. And Nia's hot, so we're going to have this thing going with that. So we're definitely going to do
But means everything I said before, but is a lie. All right, don't fuck me, man.
Okay, look, man, don't get crazy with me now, because you know I threw the sound on you. Now, you know I do that to you. Okay. All right.
No, but,
all right. So,
no,
Miss Ian Joy. Okay, go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry. Before we get to
no,
Ian, go ahead.
Just really
go
quickly,
ahead.
Like, did I mistake? So you're working on your doctorate, you said?
No, it's actually my bachelor's.
Oh, okay. You worked on your bachelor's. Okay. And a double major. So in addition to writing and school, wow, that is a handful. So,
awesome,
but in all honesty, like, what made you choose? I mean, if you would have read, then we all know, you know, erotica is big with you. So what made you choose this particular genre instead of, you know, maybe something contemporary?
I like to read about sex, and I love sex. So the bottom line is I write about what I like. And I think most adults that read books want to hear the details. They don't just want it glossed over. And this book kind of goes right for it. This is a woman that knows what she wants. She knows how to get it. And, you know, I write exactly the way that I think that she would. So.
Well, you know, it's explicit detail because Red Snapper is a detailed type of guy. So, you know, it's going to be saying everything. The dick went in the pussy and all that. It's all going to be there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know how you talk, Red. If it's anything like you talk, I'm scared for her.
She wrote the book, not me. So you know,
like, I can already see your ass in it. Like, no, not wiener. We got dick. Okay, we're gonna fill it up with balls, hairy balls. Yeah, that's cool too. I can already see you in. So.
And you know it. You know it's got to be there, brother.
But you, my boy.
Because people think it anyway. My experience has been people that read erotica sometimes, depending on what type of erotica they want to get into. Because believe it or not, within the genre itself, there's different types of genre, types of erotica. So
subgenres, right?
If you're thinking about it, I've always been a firm believer that if you're thinking about it, you should go ahead and just see it in front of you. There's nothing wrong with seeing it if you're thinking those words anyway. So not trying to be porn, but, you know, a lot of people want to make it porn, but it's not porn. And the objective is to make sure that the words that you put down on paper that people are reading, that they get the visual as well as seeing the words. And that's what we try to do. And that's what Midwest Publishing Group wants to do. So that's where our goal is. And I think Nia is going to make that happen with her book. And it's not just about sex. Like she says, a lot of sex in it. But the whole storyline is so awesome that, you know, and I believe in that, you know, and what we do with the company is we make sure that the stories, even the stories I write, I make sure that you have a a complete story. Even if the sex was taken out, you still got a story. So that's what we try to work
right.
on. The sex is just a icing on the cake type thing to keep you into
it's
it more intrigued. That's all.
It's a story enhancer. That's what I
that's,
do.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
You know, so believe me, I know what you mean. As a man who writes erotica, I understand.
That's right, and we're going to talk about you here in a minute because we know you got some you got a project coming out as well, and we'll get on that. But let me get Miss Ian Joy here because I know she's got the blessed side. She says she's a blessed selling author, so and she's written in different genres. We're going to talk to her right now about that. So tell us about your book because I have your book and I did enjoy your book. I did get to read it. It is a good book. I like it, and I just was scared if I you know because I was kind of scared you know because I know how our show is. And I was not shocked that you wanted to come on, but I was glad that you still wanted to come on, even though I tried to tell you that it's we're explicit. So I want to thank you for coming on. And like I said, you've written other genres anyway. So why did you decide to go Christian on this one?
Well, actually, it's not just going Christian on this one. It's becoming a Christian. You know, as an author, we write what we know. Like
right.
Miss Nia said, we write what we know, we write what we do,
right.
we write what we like, love, all of that good stuff. Well, when I got into the writing game, I was doing just that. I was a different person then, so I was writing what I knew, writing what, you know, I liked, you know, all of that good stuff.
So born again now, okay.
Born again, you know, found Jesus, tried to push that stuff out. I mean, I tried to push it out, but I was in a different place. And you have to be genuine to your audience. You have to. They can smell a fraud. They can absolutely smell a fraud. They, you know, they learn your writing style. They learn your voice. They know who you are. And when you start trying to do something that is just not in you, it's just not in your spirit, it's not flowing through you, you're doing yourself a disjustice. You're doing your readers a disjustice. You're doing the other authors, the writing community as a whole. And so I had to make that complete shift. I had to make that complete shift, and I'm actually glad I did it. I'm happy that I made that change.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Now, when you decided to make the change, are you taking sex completely out of your writing, or is it just done differently, or do you just decide that, you know, because I know that God created sex, and I know that sex is the way we reproduce, and I know that people don't like to maybe put sex with, you know, with Christian fiction or anything like that, but I've seen a lot of other Christian fiction that's out there. And to me, and I'm not judging it because it's great work, you know, a lot of it is still the same thing. It's just that you might be using Sister Cucumber and Brother Grape or somebody like that, but it's still sex. It may not be explained the same way that I may write it. It may
right.
not be using the same type of words, but it's still there. So what's the difference?
Well, it depends, because you have to look at a lot of the books that are grouped as Christian fiction. They're not on
Christian fiction
imprint. Yeah, someone has just placed them in that category. Now, I write for urban Christian, so there's no getting around it. You have Christ in the name, which means you're going to be held to a higher standard. And part of the guidelines is no explicit sex and no cursing. So if you're a storyteller, you can tell that story without doing all that. I like to
write
from my spirit. I definitely like to write from my spirit. I like to take dictation from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has never cursed at me. So therefore,
well, you know,
if I'm being true to the game and I'm writing the dictation that the Holy Spirit is giving me, then it's just not flowing through me. Now, have I written in the flesh my very first book that came out, Me, Myself, and Him? I got hit upside the head with that one because people would email me, there's too much sex. That book is about sex. Exactly. It's about sex. You got it. It's about the transition from a woman who found Christ. She's got one fence in the word, one fence in the world, because her living boyfriend is still in the world. So it takes you through her journey of trying to give her life to Christ, but she's still trying to give her body to her man. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, say, you know, some people are just too tight or walking a fence, but I think we're all at different places in our walk. I used to get beat upside the head. I let a couple of books slip out that had the word damn in it or had the word hell in it. And believe it or not, I would get emails where your guideline said there was no cursing. Now, I read erotica, I read Zane, but when I pick up her book, I know what I'm getting. When I want to come down off of that and I'm picking up a Christian book, I don't expect to see that or blah, 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 blah. And, you know, as a first, you know, at first, as an author, you talking about my stuff. I'm a little, you know, blood boiling.
About my stuff, yeah. Go ahead, Erica, say it.
You know, though, she born on the church pew. You know, I'm over here mad. But then I had to realize we're all at different stages in our walk. You know, if that offended someone, you know, I had to just sit back and say, you know, these are the guidelines. I stepped out of those. My bad. You know, you have to be the bigger person sometimes. And so as I grew further in my walk, I realized it's not always walking in offense. Some people do. Some people just offended over everything. I mean, you got Christians in the church. They're offended over every little thing. But back in the day, they was, you know, them and their girls was calling each other out of their name. What's up, B? What's up, Ho? And you wasn't offended then. So, but now it offends you and you sending all of these emails. But like I said, I get it now. I get it now. No disrespect to anybody. I understand that I just wasn't in a place in my walk where damn and hell was a curse word to me.
Right.
Okay, like my question is this. Like, you know, I spent basically the first 20 years of my life, you know, in church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, more often than not, you know, I heard from the pulpit, I heard, you know, damn and hell. That was just part of the Bible, you know. And it was in the context of, you know, lake of fire and you know, the damn would be in the lake of fire, so forth and so on.
Right.
My purpose, my question is this. You know, these are the, you know, these are words that are already in the Bible. Now, the other, you know, the other sacred words that we can't say, you know,
mm-hmm.
fuck shit, motherfucker, you know.
Right.
I can understand that not being in the book. But
right, hell
somebody,
is in the Bible, but not go to hell or
yeah,
damn
yeah,
you to
but
hell.
What I'm
that's
saying,
not in there. So it
what
is
I'm saying,
context.
In the context, in the context
right.
of the story, you know what I'm saying,
right.
where, you know, maybe the preacher is talking or, you know, if a preacher say go to hell, that kind of, you know, the antithesis
right.
of what a preacher is supposed to be doing. But even if it's in the context of the Bible and the book, people are offended because of that.
No, I'm not talking about when it's in that type of context where you're actually talking about the place hell or you're going to burn in hell. It's typically, you know, go to hell or, you know,
but
damn
if
it
if
or
a,
things like that. That's when
okay,
they would get offended.
All right, so that's what I'm like. So if a man's just
yes.
like, if a man who's frustrated in this book says, damn, one time, people are like, oh, now it's time to set this book on fire.
Got the emails, brother. Got
wow.
the emails.
That's serious.
Got
but,
the emails.
You know,
but you know what? Well, I do believe in be who you say you are. These are our guidelines. My bad. I stepped out of that. I said there was, you know, I helped construct the guidelines. And it says no cursing. And it says no explicit sex. And used in that context, it was cursing. So
right.
I was wrong. And they called me on it. I couldn't be mad. I mean, I was mad. But like I said, you know, I got over that once I just really sat back and thought about it. I went outside of what, you know, our guidelines said. And like I said, when you have Christ in the name, folks are just sitting back waiting for you to mess up.
Mess
I mean,
up.
Just waiting.
Yes, they are. Ain't that the truth?
So let me ask you this, and we're going to get back to Nia here in a minute. So do you think that writing in this genre is – because you've written in other genres and you've published in other genres before. Do you think that writing in the Christian genre, what it sounds like, what you're telling me, it seems like it's a little bit more harder to please your audience than it is those that are looking for whatever they're looking for in contemporary or urban fiction or erotica or whatever. Is it harder for you, think? They judge you
know,
harder, you think?
You know, folks is funny. I've done first lady conferences where they come over to the table. Y'all got any Zane? You know, so folks is funny. Let me say church folks, because like my pastor always says, church folk play too much. I mean, and there's a difference. The people who just up in church, you know, just doing it out of routine versus the people who are really trying to do this, to walk this thing out. And a lot of times we, you know, in the emails we get, You can pretty much tell people who are new in their walk and they're trying to even just stray away from, you know, the more secular titles and still be entertained at the same time. So, yes, it's hard because you're trying to please God, you're trying to please man, you want numbers, you want sales. Yes, this is a ministry, But at the end of the day, this is a business. My publisher doesn't care anything about my ministry. They care about the numbers. They care about the sales. So you're trying to please the reader. You're trying to please the publisher. You're trying to please God. And first and foremost, you have to please God. So it's definitely harder when you're looking at it in that area. But as far as writing it, like I said, once you just let go and begin to just, you know, try to create this story that is just even pleasing to yourself, where you don't have to think about it or feel convicted, or if it's that not sitting right in your spirit, then you know it doesn't belong in there. And I'm guilty of putting things in there where I had to ponder. So if you have to think about something that much, it doesn't belong in there in the first place. And to me, whether you're a Christian fiction writer or not, I'm sure anybody else can agree, erotica, contemporary. If you're pondering over something that long, where, does that fit, does it, just take it out. Just take it out and keep the story moving. And so in that aspect, yeah, it's hard to try to please everybody, but as far as getting the story out, it is very pleasing, refreshing, deliverance, because as an author, you put so much of yourself in your story anyway. So I always feel like a weight's been lifted off of me after all of my books because I put so much of myself in there.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. Now, Nia, let's get on your end.
Okay.
We're going to talk nasty now. Okay, so, now, Nia.
Oh, that's cool. I'm taking on my holy water. Y'all good. Okay. I got my holy water right here.
No problem. I mean, but this shouldn't be a problem to
everybody, huh?
Because it's, and I'm not trying to offend you, Ian Joy. Like I said, the thing is, you know, I'm proud that you write in the genre you write in, and I'm glad that you decided to write in that, and it's okay. And nobody's trying to offend you, and we definitely don't want to do that on Word Sexy Radio.
Oh, right, and
but
you're,
the thing
not,
is,
you're
is,
not. You're not.
But I'll be saying that is I got to keep it real because my audience also likes erotica and they like this type of stuff. So, you know, I just wanted to get the other side of that. And I think this is good that I have both types of genres on here at the same time. Normally I don't do this, but I'm glad that I'm doing it this way because, you know, that way we can get a positive, negative, or inside out, and people can choose whatever they like out of the both genres because both of them have something to bring to the table, which I think is very good.
They're kind of like extremes of the same spectrum. One deals with the flesh, the other deals with the spirit. So, I mean, it's kind of, they're just opposite spectrums. They are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean,
and tonight,
you know,
we were supposed to have a Poonanny poet on and stuff, and I don't think she's going to come on, but we were supposed to have her, and she would have been doing erotic poetry, and that would have been, you know, something. And so, you know, but this
is
really
good. They would
have
been ganging up on EN.
Like, well, we don't want that.
I don't even feel like that. Like I said, I'm in y'all's house. I got the invitation. You kept it real with the invitation. And,
right.
you know, it is what it is. I just want
right.
to share what I do, and I thank you for the opportunity.
And
I
there's nothing
you.
Wrong with it. But my thing is this, you know, God created sex. It's just the way you present it. I mean, you can present
yeah.
sex in your books. It just doesn't have to be explicit. So,
right,
I mean, it's
right.
the same thing. That's what I was trying to say earlier when I was saying that. But,
right.
Nia, so now, Nia, your book is – when do you think your book is going to be coming out? We were kind of talking a little bit about that, but – the book is going to be coming out hopefully before the end of the year so that we can get it out for Christmas and stuff and so people can get it. Because a lot of people are anticipating this book, and I know that the suspense in it is just absolutely phenomenal what this woman is going to do. Because I'm going to tell you, if you was to read the prologue of this, which I have already read, you would probably be tripping very hard on what this woman has done and how she gets away or whether she gets away or not with some of the bullshit she's going to do in this book. So tell us about it a little bit without giving the story away.
Well, I don't really know how to tell it without giving it all away, but...
Okay, well, then don't tell it, then.
What she does
I'll tell you what.
Is...
Okay.
She is... Joy talked a little bit about, like, the spirit and love and, you know, and God. And, well, her story is not that far-fetched from what she was talking about. This woman's spirit, body, mind, soul, everything belonged to this man. He was her husband, her covering, everything. And somebody violated her. He was her man. Her life was in order. It was God, her husband, her family. Like, she had everything in order. And some man comes along and, like, takes all that out from under her. And so the story is basically about the lengths she goes through. People try to tell her he was dead. They try to tell her, you know, to give up on him, and she just didn't. And it was just about her using her mind, her body, her job, her career, everything, and this woman is badass. I mean, she is beautiful, and she uses her body, her mind, everything, all the tools that she has at her fingertips to
get. So how much of
this
is you?
Back.
Because you know that Ian said that most of this is her and what she's talking, what she's writing now. So how much of this is you? You know your fans are going to ask you that question. Every time we do a book signing, all us authors, we know that they always ask how much of the question, the real question is, how much is the character you? How much is this about you? And do you know somebody that's done this? Or, you know, have you done it before? They always ask those questions. And this is one that you have to get used to because, you're going to get that. So how much is you in this?
There is a lot of my character in her. There's a lot of my spirit, my drive, my willingness to do certain things to get where I want. Now, the sex and the graphic sex that she does to get the things that she wants, that's exacerbated.
That's you. You know she's going to say it's not her. You know she's going to say it's not her. Oh, come on. You know you're going to say that's not you. Oh, I didn't do all that. I'm not having sex like that. Oh, no.
No, not me.
That okay, we was going to get that. So go ahead.
No, but yeah, so, I mean, you will see me a little bit in her, like just the drive and the, you know,
the
she's career
piece
driven.
And how I'm going to fuck this dude up and all that. Okay, no, go ahead.
Well,
okay.
She fucks him up literally. But
well, let me ask you this then. Okay, since you can't tell the story because we don't want you to do that, and I definitely don't want Ian to tell hers because her story is phenomenal. But, So, in this, what made you, and I'm going to ask you the same thing, Ian, after Nia answers this, if you could come right in after, what inspired you to write the stories the way you wrote it and in this aspect, the way you wrote your novels? And then we'll have
Nia.
Well,
I was looking for a book to read. I had gone to the bookstore, and I love to read, and I was looking for a book, and I couldn't find what I was looking for. And it started out as a short story that I was actually going to submit for an anthology you were thinking about doing and ended up being a novel.
Contagious Lust 2. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was something you wanted to read about, and you didn't find it. So you said, fuck it, I'm going to do it myself.
Right.
Okay.
Miss
E.N., please. Tell us what inspired you to write this fabulous story that you have written. But, you know, tell us the name of yours. You didn't tell the name of your book.
Okay, the name of my book is Trying to Stay Saved, and it is part of a 5-book New Day Diva series. Book 1, She Who Finds a Husband. Book 2, Been There, Prayed That. Book 3, Love, Honor, or Stray. Book 4, Trying to Stay Saved. Book 5, I Can Do Better All by Myself. Now, if I wasn't writing Christian fiction, it would have been I Can Do About It Better All by My You-Know-What Self. But anyway,
right.
Like I said, keeping it holy.
Now you know what my next question is going to be. What makes yours, because you know you hear these titles, and a lot of Christian fiction books, they have these different titles that's like, Prayed Up or Trying to Stay Saved or, Sins of the Mother or whatever, all these different ones, because I know a lot of authors, and I'm sure you know as well, that write these books. So what makes yours different compared to those that, with the story that you have that's been told by others? And you can say that by any genre. It's not just Christian fiction. Any genre, urban fiction, whatever, urban Christian fiction or whatever you want to call it, what makes yours different in the story that you have versus someone else's that may have something close to that?
What I did is, because I have this philosophy, find a person, even if it's an author or whatever you're into, find a person who you want to be just like and then be better than them.
Right.
So that's what I do.
Like that.
I study the authors who I love, the big-name authors who write in my genre, the ones who write it funny, the ones who write it edgy, the ones who write it like they was born on the church pew. And so I love them, and I would see them speak. I would look at their calendars. I would go where they were going to go, make sure I could sit in and listen to their sessions. Like I said, you know, you're coming up. You're this author. and you want to be just like them, but at the end of the day, you know you have to be better than them. So I studied them. I studied their work, and I said, you know what? All of these authors, they're doing great. They're doing this. They're doing that. I'm going to take a little bit. It's like when grandma's making that recipe, she takes a dash of that, a pinch of this. And so that's what I did. I took everything everybody loves about these very, very diverse authors, and what I did is I took it, put it into my own work, and then upped it. In my opinion,
so that means you came up with your own voice in it. That's what I'm trying to see. Okay,
yes.
You took the genre,
and I think you did.
Because,
you know,
exactly,
like I said, I don't read a lot of Christian fiction. I do have a lot of Christian fiction books because I have some authors that I know that come on Word Sexy Believe Not. We've had a couple other Christian fiction. I don't know if we have Urban Christian before, but we've had people that came on and their books, and they were open with being on Word Sexy as well, but and they weren't offended with me cussing or whatever. But the thing was is you know, because you want to have your own voice on how you do it, and everybody needs it. All books can help you, even erotic fiction can help people to get themselves in the right direction. It's not just so much putting them in sin or whatever like that. But the thing is,
right,
is I just wanted to see, you know, what you thought made yours to be different, and I hear that in what you're saying, and the confidence you have is phenomenal, that you can take and make yourself better than those others, because that's what you have to do. And I like that. I really do.
Thank you.
So,
what genre are you writing? If you don't think you're better than the people you're writing against, then what's the point of writing?
Exactly.
There you go. Now, is this book four of the five book series?
Yes, it's book four. Book five comes out tomorrow, so I'm excited about that.
So what happened? How are you going to send me book four? How are you going to send me book four? And I haven't read book one, two, and three.
Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry, my brother.
Then,
you must get your own.
Then she's going to come on here and say book five comes out tomorrow. What kind of crap is that?
Okay, I got
you.
You
had to read the backstory, buddy. You had to read the backstory.
But here's the
now
thing. I wrote each book so that if you just picked it up not even knowing and you see, I made it a point not to even tell you, because
you did that. And I really did read your book, and like I said, because you were such a nice person and I saw that you was a pretty woman, and I use that too. That's wrong, but I did. And I thought that, you know, okay, let me check
I'm
out her book.
I'm over here catching fashion, thank you.
Because she really came to me, and she knew that Word Sexy was an explicit radio show, and she still said she wanted to come on the show. And that's why I went ahead and said, okay, and that's why I explained it to her, and she was okay with that. But the thing is I don't know why you didn't give me the rest of the book. I mean, I understand that you wanted to come on, but golly, you just kind of messed me up with that. And then you said, book five comes out tomorrow. What the hell?
See, I just got those in the mail myself. So, but I did, and I do that on purpose. I'm not even going to lie, but I do that on purpose because I want to see if you're still able to enjoy it and follow it, and will it make you say, what? This was book four? Well, I need to go back and get one, two, and three.
One, two, and three.
But you didn't say, it doesn't say it in the book. If it did, I missed that.
It does. Everybody misses it. Yeah.
See? Okay.
Right when you open the cover. Right when you
look,
open the cover. I'm sorry.
Look, Miss Joy, I'm going to have to get you for this. That's a sin what you've done, okay? No, I'm just playing. I'm just messing with
you.
I got you on book five.
It's in the mail.
I got you.
Okay. Well, I want one, two, and three. I'll buy them from you, you know, but just send me book five, okay?
Okay.
But anyway, But that's okay. So Nia's book is going to be coming out. We're getting that together because I'm telling you, normally, and Nia, I just want you to notice, there's only been one other author that's been on Word Sexy Radio that has not had their book published before they and actually did an interview before it came out. So I normally don't do that. We had an author on here, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember her name right now. But she came on the show and her book wasn't out yet. But I normally don't do that because normally we always want to make sure that the books are published. But because I care so much about the work that you have, that you are bringing to us, is one of the reasons. Plus, you're not my author, but you're an author that's under the label. I definitely wanted people to know that you were coming. And we're going to have to put promotions and things. Buy the book. That's right. So,
bias. He's like, you work for me? We're going to put you on this show because I love you.
DV is a if you haven't noticed yet, DV is one of those kind of guys that like to bring the negative side of things. If you didn't know that already,
I am a realist.
He's a realist, and he likes to be the negative argumentative. Okay, so
well, it can't be, be that my book was so good, and you were so excited that you had to talk about it before.
It was.
I mean, yes.
It's because I'm writing under your label.
Well, it really doesn't have anything to do with that because, Nia, when we talked before, when we first got together and started talking about this, I even told her that if she wanted to, she didn't have to publish under this label. She could do it whatever she wanted. So I gave her the opportunity, and she decided what she wanted to do. She felt like this publishing company was what she wanted, so we went on with that, and that's what we're doing. Right. But the thing is I know that she's a good writer, and I see what she has, and we're going to definitely get it out there as soon as we get through with the editing and all that stuff. But it's going to be good, and I want people out there that's listening to, definitely pick up both books because both of these authors are phenomenal women, and they're doing some great things. We want you to support them, and we're going to give you a chance to say where they can get your books and what books, anything that you're doing in the future that's coming up. And also, those that are listening, if you want to call in to speak to them, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. So, DV, I know you got some questions for me that I always ask you to do every week, and you probably didn't get a chance to get done because I know you're a busy guy as well.
Because
he's an author, and DV's got a project that's coming up. And matter of fact, if you don't have any questions, let's just talk about your project that you got coming out yourself.
Okay, very briefly, because, I've always been the type of person, I don't want to take the spotlight from, the people.
And I don't either. That's why I'm not talking about myself, so go ahead.
Very briefly, I am part of an anthology with my partner, Melody, and along with 9 other authors, we're putting out a book called Untapped. It's a collection of erotic short stories I want to name names.
You don't have to name names.
There's
11
Melody
authors
probably do better than that. Right. So Melody would probably be, do better at that. Because I know their real names, and I don't really want to be like, oh, it's so-and-so, and they're like, that's not my author's name. And then, somebody stabs me in the throat. That would be bad. So, ultimately, it's just a collection of erotic short stories. My particular story is called True Romances Are Never Simple, or TRANS. Ultimately, what it's about, and, Red and I've talked, about this in great length. I have it goes like this, boy meets girl, boy loses girl to another girl, and in the effort to get girl back, he thinks about getting a sex change in order to be with her. So that's ultimately how the story falls down. Well,
what do you think about that, girls, ladies?
I said whoa. Can you?
I said whoa too.
Whoa!
Didn't see that coming. Wow.
Wow.
Like I always like to tackle things that I haven't seen people tackle before. If somebody presents me with a story and it's been done and redone, it's not interesting. So when I Red thinks that I'm this homophobe. So I was like, I'm gonna show Red. I'm gonna write a story about a dude who may lose his genitals to a woman. So
Red, he told you.
I was thinking about the other way around. I was like, maybe a man should be gay and, his wife grow some balls to be with him. I was like, nah, that's not sexy at all. I can't make that. I decided, just go ahead.
Well, that's like my latest novel that's out right now, Acts of Congress, and that's all I'm going to say about me because I don't like to talk about myself either. But the whole book is basically about a transvestite. So,
it's different stuff that people want to read about. Believe it or not, they want to read different things. It's not just the same stuff. And that means that you've done it or you want to do it. It's just entertainment, and a lot of people get that confused. They get it confused because they think the author is what they write. They think everything they write is
right.
That's not true.
But sometimes in order to grow literature, you have to step outside your comfort zone and step outside the box. Because how many stories do you read about, especially amongst black folks? You don't typically read stories about, sex change operations and things that, people will go, the extremes that people will go, for love, unless that involves killing somebody else.
which is, you know, not, you know, that is not my forte. I don't, you know, even though I wrote Valentine, I don't want people to die all throughout the book or kill, you know, have to kill for love all throughout the book. So
I do.
That's your
I like having books where the serial killer, he fucks the shit out of his woman and then he kills the hell out of her. You know, I like those stuff.
See, that's why you
or have sex with her after he kills her.
That's why you and Gene get along.
Like,
yeah, that's right. We do.
Man,
but
that craziness.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, you know, like I just really enjoy. You know what? I hate Mondays. I'm the first one to say that. There's nothing I loathe more than Mondays. But, you know, sometimes being able to do this show and trip out is like the highlight of my Monday. So, you know, that's, you know, a big reason why I enjoy doing this show and tripping out with you guys.
Right. And that's what
we
do. So where if people wanted to get your books, where would they go to be able to, like, if they needed you to do a book signer or something like that? And where are your books available,
well,
Ian?
You know, I'm probably done with me with book signings for the rest of the year because, you know, you have to build up that book signing wallet.
Right.
So, you know, because, you know, you can't just go anywhere. You know, it takes money. So, you know, we actually did really big. We actually did really well at the Circle of Sisters, along with a friend of mine, Greg Burton, who wrote What Happens Overseas. And, like, the name of his newest book freaking escapes me because, like, it's a brain fart. But between the both of us, we sold something like 250 books.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that was just in the weekend. So, you know, we were really pumped. We were like, you know, plus, you know, I sold some T-shirts, some Naughty Ink, some Naughty Girl T-shirts. So, you know, that's going into the chest for next year to help us go to city and do this. But as of now, you can find the books on Kindle. You can find them on Nook. And, you know, both my books, Valentine is the name of the second one, If You Don't Tell is the name of my first novel. They're both erotic novels. The first one's romantic. Valentine's more suspense, action-type deal. So, you know, that's where I'm at right now. And Untapped will be coming out within the next month or two, and that'll be the third book. So,
okay.
And plus, I'm working on follow-ups to my Valentine right now. Actually, I was writing Valentine today, the follow-up. So, fun.
Ian, how can we get your books? Or if people want to get your books, or they want you to do a book signing or something like that, how can they do that?
Actually, they can always find me on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of my titles, local bookstore. If you go in, they don't have it on the shelves. You can always give them the title, my name. Check me out on my website, www.enjoywrites.com. If you follow me ever since my secular books, you can find that website. It's www.joylynjostle.com. I'm on Facebook, Author Ian Joy. I'm in the Midwest, got a book signing next month, celebrating the launch of the fifth book. I Can Do Better All By Myself, got it here at the Carl Road Library on November 19th from 3 to 5.
Where in the
Midwest? Columbus, Ohio. Ohio, Carl Road Library, November 19th, 3 to 5. You can always email me. enjoywrites@aol.com. You can email me about my books. You can email me about myself. You can email me about the publishing game. You can email me about the weather.
I'll do that.
You know?
So do you guys publish yourself? Are you with a major company, or do you have your own publishing company? Or
now, I actually started off self-publishing back in the day. I started off self-publishing, and then I got a book deal by the same company who gave me my very first book deal was the same company who gave me my very first rejection letter. So that worked out good on my end. But now I'm actually with Urban Christian, which is an imprint of Urban Books.
Carl
that's
Weber.
Carl Weber. Yeah. Yes. Distributed by Kensington. So that's
yes, my frat brother. Okay.
All right. That's my boss.
Yeah, he's out. Okay.
Jimmy, I trump you.
Okay, so Nia, how can people get in contact with you?
Mainly Facebook, Nia Whatley. I'm on Twitter. You can email me at sexynia3@gmail.com.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. So wait, was there one and two, or you just was like three is a nice number?
I like three. So I was just like
me
sexy
too.
Nia.
Beyonce likes four, Nia likes three.
That's right.
Right.
I was going to be sexy Nia triple X, but they didn't have that, so I did times three.
Wow. We know where Nia's mind's at. No problem. We got it straight. All right. So what we're doing is definitely there's going to be more information on Nia as soon as we get some stuff out, because there's going to be a website I'm sure she's going to be doing, and we're going to be getting some things together so that we can get her out there, because we just mainly want everybody to support, and that's the main thing that we really try to do, is get as much support as possible so that everybody can get whatever it is that they want to read. And all these, like I said, no matter what genre it is, we want to be able to give you the entertainment that you deserve to have if you're reading whatever it is that you want to read. So we're going to definitely do that. So you said you had Ian, you said you had a book signing coming up, and then you're going to, is that all for the rest of the year, or are you going to be doing anything else?
That's pretty much it. I kind of wind mine down too, and you got re-up, get the ends ready for the new year.
Exactly.
And I'm not even going to lie and say that the weather and traveling, and if you got to fly to Chicago or New York, you're going to be away from your family for a week stuck in that airport. So I kind of like to just travel in the warmer weathers, warmer seasons, and, re-up the money, put back into the product. Whether you are published with a publishing house or self-published, you still got to put back into the product. So
that's right. And you also have to do your own marketing as well. So
exactly.
A lot of people don't know that you – just because you might be with a mainstream publisher or whatever, it's still you that have to market your own brand.
Exactly.
So and you have to do that. So, and we're going to get Nia, like I said, we're going to get her out there. We're going to get some book signings and stuff like that going once the book comes out. And I know she's ready for that, aren't you?
I'm ready. I am ready.
I didn't know about the triple X. I didn't know about the triple X piece. That's the new stuff I'm learning today. So, and DV, you didn't have those questions, did you?
Can you hear me, man? Because,
yeah, we can hear
you. My house is a dead zone, so every time I come to the house, it's like, ooh, like, damn.
Yeah, I know, we lose you, but we got you back.
Right. You know what? I actually had questions, and I found them while, after I got into the house, because I, didn't have them in the car.
Okay. So, ladies, let me get y'all warm, ladies, because these questions are they're just questions, okay?
Yeah.
Not meant to offend or anything like that. And are you ladies, any of you married?
I am.
Okay.
Is your husband listening?
This is Ian Joy. Ian Joy is married.
Okay.
Is your husband listening to the show?
Ian Joy is married with children.
Is your husband listening to the show? Because we don't want to offend anyone.
No, he's not listening to the show. He just walked in the door.
My question.
It ain't like that. It's not that bad anyway. But go ahead, DV. DV, go ahead.
Basically, what I do is every week, I ask a series of questions. Sometimes, more often than not, they're just one word answers. And so it's to give the audience an idea of who you are rather than, the professional veneer that you put on. So it's just a chance for you to answer some questions so they can get some understanding on who you really are. All right? Let me go ahead and clear my throat. Me. All right, there we go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead with the newbie first. why not? All right. Okay, I'm going to ask these questions fast, so you're going to have to answer them fast. All right?
Okay.
One word answer.
Which is better, pretty eyes or pretty smile?
Smile.
All right. Lights on, lights off?
on.
Wax on or wax off?
Off.
Traditional route or indie route?
I didn't hear what you said.
The traditional route or the independent route?
Independent.
If good girls are made of sugar and spice, made of what?
Oh, wow.
Come on, you got to speak. Hurry up.
Sugar and cayenne pepper.
What the hell? All right. All right.
I'm biting
chocolate.
Girl.
Chocolate is what?
An aphrodisiac.
All right, my first car was a blank, but my dream car is blank.
My first car was a Chevy. My dream car is a Caddy.
Not a Maybach.
The life of an author is blank.
Hard work.
My personal life is blank. Come on, man! You can't be laughing. Hey, funny.
Hey, man! She laughed first.
Yeah, I have to laugh.
Both y'all.
Wild.
All right,
it's wild.
All right, so basically, it's just a bunch of random questions to ask about everything. Sometimes I even throw politics in there. So,
but I'm gonna tell you, a lot of times it's sexual. But you know, we have to make sure that people are not getting offended and stuff because we like to talk shit on here. So I mean, it's what we do.
But see, the thing is, I try to switch up. Like when it comes to questions, I try to switch them up because I don't want everything. You know, every week I don't want people to be like, he gonna ask something nasty. You know, you kind of want to catch.
Why not? That's
off.
Your personality.
I know, but I don't want everybody to be like, that's the nasty dude on the show. Hey, you know,
well,
I'm
a nasty dude on the show. So what's the difference between me and you? Oh, it's like that. Okay, it's like that. Okay. You're gonna throw that at me. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
You be the nasty guy, I be the jerk. I can live
well,
with
I know that. The last show was like wide open, so I'm gonna leave it at that. But yeah, okay.
All right, so now Ian.
I'm here.
I'm gonna ask you the questions. They're not gonna be in the same order, so that way you can't prepare your answers. All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Your first question. The Wall Street occupation means what to you?
Nothing.
All right, chocolate is what? Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Go
ahead.
Chocolate is what?
Delicious.
Lights on, lights off.
On.
Are the Eagles going to the Super Bowl?
Damn.
Are the Eagles going to the Super Bowl?
No.
My personal life is what?
Peaceful.
If good girls are made of sugar and spice, bad girls are made of what?
Hot sauce.
The life of an author is blank.
Magical.
My best story is blank.
Unique.
My first car was blank, but my dream car is this.
First car was a Chevy. Dream car is the Escalade.
All right. The traditional route or the independent route?
Traditional.
All right. Pretty eyes or pretty smile?
Eyes.
All right. There we go. So you don't care if you ain't got no teeth, just as long as you got some pretty ass eyes, huh?
Right. I need.
y'all want to see bodies, huh?
You know what? The lies can come out of a teeth, no teeth, crack teeth. The lies can come out of that.
So you can have pretty eyes, just don't smile.
I need to see y'all. Look, just shut up.
But you know something?
Just shut up.
I know one thing about the both of them. They want to see they want to see what they screwing because they want the lights to be on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with the lights on.
Look, pretty
sometimes.
Eyes because you can shut up.
Man, the lights on with the curtains open. I don't care.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so what's new for you guys? You got a new project.
Oh, wait,
that you're
working on. I'm going to ask you some questions. Might as well.
Oh, you're going to ask me questions? Oh, this
yeah.
is new. Okay. All right.
All right. Hairy nipples or hairy butt?
Oh, damn.
My God. You want me to answer the damn question? I don't want no hairy ass nipples.
So
it's got to be hairy,
but
no, I'm just playing. I don't know.
I'm just joking with you. I know.
I could resist.
I'm scared of that one. Man, my God.
I survived an hour. Don't make me throw in the white towel.
Don't throw it in yet. Actually, we're not as dirty as nasty as we normally are, and it's not because you're on the show. We're just being very nice. It has nothing to do with you, just so you know. But anybody who wants to get crazy and talk shit, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio.
Y'all laugh, making me laugh.
You can come on, and you can do that right now if you call in. And we have Miss Ian Joy, and we also have Miss Nia Watley. And, you know, my next question is going to be how you guys came up with your pseudonyms.
With me... It was everybody needs joy. So I just did the EN and everything I've ever written. Like, I've written a children's book as well. And the publisher actually asked me to drop the E off of that. Even though I write Christian fiction, it's still adult subject matter.
You
want to
just be in joy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they have it N period joy. So, you know, just sticking with the joy, you know, as far
right.
as. But that's
okay.
what the EN stands for. Everybody needs joy.
Okay. All right, Nia.
And I wanted something that was conservative but would stand out because of what I write about. I didn't want anybody to be like, from my name, to know that the genre was going to be sexual. I wanted them to be able to walk around with the book in their hand and not have them say, oh, they're reading, you know, a book that's about sex. So a friend of mine from my personal life kind of came up with my name.
Wow. Because, you know, the two names are famous people combined.
Right.
And I like that, the way you did that with Nia Watley. And I like that. You know, Nia Watley is definitely, you know, I think of Nia Long, and then you think of Jody Watley, of course.
Jody Watley, yeah.
And you know, Jody is from Kansas City. Of course,
right.
Nia Long, I don't know where she's from. But, you know, it's. I thought that was very creative when you did it. And both of your names have very creativeness to them. So, Ian, are you taking the E off in the next book, or is it going to be just going to keep the E in joy, or is it just going to be in joy?
Yeah, it was just for the children's book. It's just the in joy for just the children's book. But for my adult Christian fiction, yeah, it's E in joy for life. So yeah.
never again, no more erotica, none of that, just because of, you know, now the way you carry your lifestyle, it's no more of that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I thought about pulling a mace a couple of times, you know.
Mace, I know what you mean. Mace definitely did it. Yeah, but I mean,
them
if
royalty,
you did,
them,
I mean.
Them Christian royalty statements, you'd be like, God, for real?
But if you wrote erotica again, can you write it without actually being explicit? I mean, you can be. It'll be more like Harlequin, I guess. But
you would basically have to write under a different name, completely
separate. Yeah, she would have.
You know, but
yeah,
when
yeah,
I do something, if I'm gonna do it right. I'm going hard. I'm gonna do it well. And if I would have to censor myself, I wouldn't even want to do that. I would want to just, you know, be uncensored. I mean, because I can remember when I wrote it, and it was fun, you know?
It was fun
writing it. So if I had to really think about it and censor myself, I wouldn't want to do it. Again, it's not genuine to yourself.
I mean, you're
going to do whatever you're going to do, go hard. Be real.
Right.
So,
and you're right,
yeah.
Because when I write erotica, I write it because it's fun, and I want you to feel something. If you're reading my books, I want you to feel hot.
Right.
I've had people say that, you know, they had to put them down or whatever for a few minutes, or they had to do something or whatever and then come back. But, you know, you're right. If you're going to do that, you might as well
yeah.
be the whole way or none at all. So I got
it. Yeah, and I'm sure there's people who hear me saying about, ooh, she said that it was fun writing. Okay, well, wasn't it fun in the club when you went?
Exactly.
You know? Well,
that was fun. And let me ask this to Nia. Nia, will erotica always be the genre right now? Or do you think you may write in other genres?
I kind of write what I feel, but I think there will always be erotica in it. I don't know that I'll stop writing
because
that
you are
genre.
Sexual. You are a sensual person, so yes.
I
believe. Yes, you are.
I'm not either. I'm innocent.
Yes, you are. You're innocent, sensual. Sensual innocence.
Yeah, I am.
She just, when you see her, and ZV, when you get to meet her, now listen, when you meet her, though, for real, she is just this woman with these bedroom eyes that just mess you up, and even if she tried not to be sexual or sensual, it just happens. So, I mean, she loves sex. It's there. It's no problem.
I've had men tell me before that I walk like I'm fucking.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
So I think that I kind of have. Yeah.
You say you walk like you fuck. How does a person walk like they fuck?
He had me. And I don't know what that meant exactly, but I have
How
had,
do you walk like you fuck? I don't
get you.
I don't know.
I promise you,
I've
you
had
walking
men
like
follow
that.
Me through the mall. You know, just.
And he thought he was fucking you when he was walking behind you? Damn.
I don't know what he thought.
Okay. All
I
right.
don't know what he thought, but there's an air about the way that I carry myself that.
I've seen you walk, and I didn't get that. Oh, my God. I'll have to look at you again. No, okay.
No, don't look
so
at me.
You. No, I'll look at you. It's a professional look. I mean, because that's going to sell something. Then we can put that in the aspect of Nia walks like she fucks. You want to read
right.
Her book. You know,
but see, that's
okay.
the thing. But don't get caught up in the craziness, and I'll tell you why. Because the thing is people are going to, if you're a woman, and especially if you write erotica, people are automatically going to have this assumption as to who you are and what you do. So if
and it don't have to be
them,
just that you're a woman.
Yeah, and it's just, and
yeah,
that's the only
I,
reason,
that,
just because you're a woman.
People, most people don't even know what I write. So this was
what
just
let me tell you.
A guy.
Well,
no, but
yeah.
whenever
yeah,
you're promoting
your name,
yourself,
yeah.
whenever you're promoting yourself, you're going to have to go around and shake hands and meet people. But the thing is, don't let them get into, you know, be always be professional, because if a dude get into his head that, you know, this is who you are rather than this is what you write, then you're going to have problems. You
exactly.
Know?
And it goes for men, too. Any male authors out there that's looking to write erotica, me and DV can tell you. A lot of times people think, like I said, even with any genre, we said that earlier, if whatever you write, they think that's you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
supposed to be fiction.
Yep.
You know, it's supposed to be fiction. You're writing fiction. They think that you actually did these things or know somebody who did or you want to do it.
So
I mean, even if you're single and you're dating,
yeah.
right, if you're dating someone, they think, okay, are you going to write about me? Like, their sex
yeah.
is so good that you think that you're going to write about them. I mean, I don't know what the fuck they think. But anyway, you know, it just blows my mind how people
good,
think that when
yes.
you write. Well,
it's,
I don't,
it's
I'm
like
not going to write
me,
about
it's
you.
Like, it's like hey. Me when you show up to a book signing, instead of your cold-blooded suit, they're going to expect you in a tube-top and fishnet stockings and four-inch stilettos. I mean, that's
yeah.
what they're
going
to expect.
And they
want to
see some ass and cleavage. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
what they're going
because
to expect.
Remember, well, whenever Zayn came out with her books, no one knew what she looked like. But
oh, my
when
God.
She
anyway,
showed
we
her picture, everybody's like, that's not Zayn, man. That is not Zayn. Because Zayn,
oh,
in
my
head, God. Is this, you know, this six-foot,
is the word
know, tall
that she used
Amazon.
In her movie. In her show,
right.
that's what Zayn
you know
looked like to me.
But see, that's the thing. Everybody has this
but
idea
look that way.
Or this false perception of what you're supposed to look like simply because of what you write. You know, when I when like I'm getting emails from New York where people are like, you know, do you do all the nasty things? Well, occasionally, yes, but it's not who I am. You know, I don't. You know, this is not. I mean,
but
well,
y'all notice he
is,
said occasionally, yes. You notice he said that, right?
But you know why? Because, like everybody says, sometimes the best things to write are the things that you know. And that, because, why? Because when you're explaining it to other people, there's that sense of realism. Like, rather than they're just watching it, they're flying the room. That type
well,
of aspect.
Well, I wrote my last book on, like I said, transvestite. And things
and we
like
know
that.
You did
I don't
research.
Know that. I did not do research. I am sorry. I did not. Not in the aspect of me having something in my ass or me trying to suck something, no. But I did do research on different things as far as, you know, the transvestite and like you said, the sex changes and stuff like that, the operations, what they call it, reconstruction or whatever you want to say. I mean, in that aspect you did. But the book
gender
is also about politics.
Surgery.
Yeah, reassignment surgery is what it's called. You're absolutely correct. And basically, you know, but the book is about politicians who happen to be going to a certain call girl service that provided a transvestite that they didn't know was coming to them, and then when that person showed up, they still went with it anyway. And that's what the book is about. It's not about the ideal of me experiencing it or wanting to do it or have a desire. It's not even about me. But like you said, people think that because you're an author, you must experience it or you want to do it or you've done it or something. You know, that's the problem with fiction or with anything. You know, people just think that's you, and it's not. So, you know, that's it. That's the only research I've done. But, you know, I could say that all day long. People are going to say, yeah, sure, you know. But, I mean, you know, it just depends. It's not about me, people. When you read the books, it's about the fiction that you're reading. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's supposed to be. And she's laughing, but that's fine. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It's just funny to me.
Is it funny?
That's because it is. Funny.
But you get that, though. As an author, people, when they come to you, the only way they can identify with you is what you wrote, because they don't know nothing else about you but what you wrote. So they're going to think that you're this way. And that's in any genre.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just like you being a Christian fiction author now, okay, people that may have known you from the past, you know, they're going to try to judge that or whatever, or maybe not. But when they see you now, they're going to think you automatically a Christian, which that's what you want them to think anyway, because you are.
Right.
But the thing is if you wasn't a Christian and you was writing this stuff, they would still think you were.
But see, that's
you can be the biggest hellion out there, but because you write Christian fiction, you know, and you might be writing about Brother Cucumber and Sister Grape or whatever, and but you just writing it because you just want to write it, and that's something you want to do, they'll think that you're a Christian because of it.
Exactly.
But the thing is sometimes when you're dealing with that, it's more inspirational. So when people read Christian fiction, the hope is that they're inspired, and they're inspired by the person who wrote it because, you know, it may be life-altering, life-changing, you know, that type of aspect. Whereas when they read our stuff, they're like, man, the nasty things that you did and you said, you know, I tried with my partner, and it was hot, you know, and that's fine with me. If you walk away and, like, you know, something that you said or something that you suggested, we tried and it was really, you know, intense. I appreciate hearing stuff like that. Not because I'm a pervert, partly because I'm a pervert, but mostly because it's no different than Christian fiction. When you inspire people to do something that they would have never done without your words, it's just, it fills you with something.
Yeah,
you know,
it's really because they have groupies, and in all genres, and even in the writing game, the literary game that we are in, you got groupies, and it's gonna be people like you said, Nia, that this guy told you walk like he fuck. I mean, it's gonna be some guys gonna be looking to see if you really walk like he fuck, you know, because they because of what you write, and they feel like, damn man, she know this shit, she must be an expert in this. I want to see what she know, what she doing. You know, even if they may not get with you, they still have this fantasy in their mind that that you can do these things. And that's the groupies that follow you. Like in anything, this is just like being in a music industry. It's the same thing, the same concept. You know, you're going to have groupies that follow you because they like what you wrote. They like how you did it, you know, and they think you that way. Just like we had Mary Morrison on the show last week, and she was as hot as she is. And if you don't know her, she's very sensuous and she's very, you know, into her sexuality and stuff. So she was saying things that people, she may like to say anyway because she's a Virgo, but still, she likes to say this stuff. But plus, this is what people expect her to say. That's how she sells her books. So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you just have to kind of look at, like DV was saying earlier, you know, how you present or how you want to present your brand, because you are the brand, the book isn't. The book only has a life of a year at the most. So unless you've got a bestseller that people just want to continue to do, you know, they'll buy them. But the thing is, you are the brand. So you have to make yourself be known as a household name where people want to continue to read what you have written.
But like, if you make yourself an expert, your book can last as long as you want it to. Like you said, in building your brand, like if I make myself, you know, there are people like Zane. She made herself into a romance and advice columnist. So there, you know, her books last as long as they want to, simply because she's branded herself an expert in that field. You know, so
write a book, and as long as it got Zane Presents on it, they're gonna buy it because it says Zane.
But
they don't even care if the shit's good.
If you write a bunch of books about kinky sex and you give, you know, you go around giving forums or you go around in groups where you're able to talk to people about the kinky things that you've done or that you've seen or that they may want to try, you can have that book out for 3, 4, 5 years. Like Michael Brazen just brought on a woman whose book, it came out in like 2005, 2006, and it was about relationships. You know, she was in a failed marriage. She was in a failed marriage, so she basically, you know, kind of explained, you know, why her relationships didn't work out and how to build a better marriage. And, you know, she wrote that book 5, 6 years ago, you know, and she's still touring. Like, you know, she wrote that book last month. And it's still selling like she wrote that book last month.
Yep,
so
that's
she
what
officially
I always
made
say.
Herself an expert.
Yep, that's what I always say. A book is old almost after 3 months, industry standard, a year definitely old, but it's always new to a person who hasn't bought it yet. So it was your job to just be that walking commercial and hit all those people who haven't bought it. So.
That's it. And, you know, just basically brand yourself that expert that they need, that they didn't know they need, but they need it anyway. You know, like I was at the Circle of Sisters, there was this one, you know, new author. She was just brand new. You know, she was nicest lady. And she wrote, you know, street fiction. So I said, it's not about, you know, what you've written. You have to explain it to these people in 10 seconds, and in those 10 seconds make them believe that this is the best book that's ever been written. And I said, if you can do that, they'll be happy to buy your book from you. Mm-hmm. I said, if you're afraid of them, they'll walk away from you like, okay, I didn't really want to talk to you anyway.
Exactly.
You gotta be confident.
As long as you know your book inside and out, and as long as you come across as a professional in your field, people will want to take a chance on you to see what you're offering.
Right.
Yep. The confidence has to be there.
Yep.
Right.
Definitely.
It has to be there.
If you don't believe in your book, then how do you expect somebody else to believe it?
Right. And that, you know, and we kind of talking to you, Nia, because remember, we've all been the first time. We all had to go to that first, you know, place to sell our book. We were nervous as hell, and we were shaking, and we didn't know how to sell our book.
Right.
But if you don't catch, you have to walk in front of the mirror and pitch your book to yourself, you know, and cut out all the unnecessary words. Just to the point. My book is about this, this, and this. Hit up all the good points. And then don't even ask them to buy it. Like, look, can I, you know, I'd love to sign a book for you right now. Who should I make it out to? Bam. You know, you give them a chance to walk away, and they're going to walk away.
Exactly.
One thing
I used to be real bad.
I was going to say Nia is new in the literary game, but she's not new in the marketing game.
No, okay.
Yep, but that's awesome.
You know, selling yourself is completely different from selling something, you know, and that's what you're doing. Like I used to sell credit cards. I used to kick ass in selling credit cards. But then when it came to selling my book, the very first time, I was scared because this is me. It's not somebody else's product. I'm selling me. You know, and that takes something completely different. So the one thing that you want to do before your book even comes out is to know your book inside and out and have a pitch that's no longer than 10 seconds.
She knows
and say
the book.
It. Say it to yourself in the mirror. Like practice it 3, 4, 5 times a day so that you get it down. So by the time you get to your first person, you know every question they're going to ask, and you have an answer for them.
Exactly.
And that's why
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And like people will always ask me, if there's anything you could do different in the writing business, what is it you would have done? And I would have had an audience before I even ever finished my book.
Yep.
I would have generated my audience before I ever even finished a book, just had an audience waiting.
So, Nia, tell them what you've been doing.
I've marketed my book. I already have like a 50-person deep waiting list for my book. It's pretty much, I mean, I pre-sold, and I'm ready for that. I have a marketing strategy. I chose a person for the cover that is well-known in our community, and he is just absolutely gorgeous. And I have, every time anyone has seen, even caught a glimpse of the cover, they have requested
a copy. Okay, he's got all these muscles, okay, DV, just so you know. He's muscle-bound and shit.
He's a gorgeous man, guys.
Yeah, he's got all the goddamn abs and all that stuff. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And he makes
covers. And he has people that, you know, follow him. So, I mean, I have a few little strategies that I've put in place, but I'm always open to hear, you know, how people who are in this industry have marketed. And I'm actually taking notes of the things you're saying, because while I have been in marketing and I have marketed and owned my own business, I've never written a book. This is my first book. So, you know, I'm taking experts' advice and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm going to utilize that to better my own strategy, because part of any marketing game is to know what the experts in the field are doing and not reinvent the wheel. So
exactly.
I appreciate the advice you're giving, and I plan to follow that. I mean, you guys know. This is all new to me. So,
definitely good
fun.
Luck to you.
It's
I just
tiring,
got a question on the chat. You know, so why are you opening the chat and ignore us? I was trying to talk to Zoes, if you're listening, on the chat, and for some reason,
oh
the person
God,
that was
the
on
chat?
There. Yeah, the chat was open, and I tried to get people. There was somebody that was there, and then they logged out. So they never came back. So I'm sorry if you didn't get a chance to get your questions in on the chat. The chat was open, and we tried to get that, and the people said we're treating them like stepchilds, and I apologize because that's not true.
That's
we wanted you
to ask your questions, and you can call in as well, and not just the chat. I mean, like I said, the number's 347-215-8539. It says We're Sexy Radio, and you still got about 11 minutes if you got questions on the chat. If you want to get in there and ask it, you can do that as well. But, you know, we never treat people like stepchilds. We like y'all. We can't eat without y'all. So y'all got to buy these goddamn books that we sell. No, I'm just playing. Now y'all. I'm sorry. Like I said, people, we're sorry if you had a question.
Blasphemer.
If you still want to ask a question, you can. So we got about 10 minutes left, and 5 of those minutes are going to be to have everyone kind of mention how to get your books again, and we'll go from there. So is there any last things that anybody has to say right now between the two authors of what they feel that they want to put out as far as what they've learned and since they've been writing and actually publishing and writing now?
I want to say that it's never perfect. The thing that I've learned is that I'm a perfectionist, and it's never going to be perfect. Every time I read it, I change it. So if you're going to write, just
that's
leave
the reason
it.
Why the book's not out yet, DV, because she keeps trying to change stuff. And this last one, it's not going to be, you can't make any more changes. The deadline is going to be the 15th of November, and if you can't get it done by then I guess we won't get you published. No,
don't feel bad about that, because I do the exact same thing every time I read something I wrote. I'm like, I don't like this, and I change everything. The only thing that you can do is trust in the fact that, you know, you've written the best story, and when you hand it to your editor, they're going to hand you back. You know, you're not going to get it perfect. There's no author on planet Earth that's going to turn in their manuscript and get it back. Oh, red ink free. That's just not the way it
exactly.
is. You know, so whenever, you know, just understand that, turn in the best product that you can, so that when it's edited and they give it back to you and they have these suggestions for you, that's the growth, you know, because your next book, you're going to know all of those little red things you're going to remember. So when you write your book, you're going to be a better writer. And then, you know, the next book, you're going to be a better writer. So the thing is, you're never going to be perfect on your first ever.
Right.
DV,
they're dogging
you
too.
DV, they're dogging you as well on this, not answering the chat. DV, they're dogging you on this, not answering the chat as well. And I guess you can tell them it's not your fault. They said DV and Red Snapper, we're trying to chat and you guys aren't listening. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm not even near a computer. So they blame you.
Well, it's my fault. Because I ain't fucking answering the chat. Okay, now.
Who is that? Like, I need to know.
You
only
say their names. You actually really want me to say the names of the people?
Yes. Yes, I do.
The names of people is my girl Cheryl Francis, who I love dearly. Please, Cheryl, do not stop.
I love that, man.
And the other person is, I can't even say her name, but her last name is Rodriguez. Tashawn. Her first name is K-I-E-X-I-Z-A.
Kai.
How do you say that?
That's Kai.
Okay.
That's Kai.
She's dogging us right now. I am sorry.
She's dogging you because I'm just on my
You're dogging phone. Me because I didn't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm not near a computer. I'm not near a computer.
Well,
so.
It's my fault. I'll take it. It's not a problem. Okay. Now, you know I can only do so much at one time, talk shit and answer all this. But anyway. We will answer your questions. If you send them, we'll try to make sure we get that, and we'll do that as best as we can. But, okay, now she's laughing. She said, yeah, laugh out loud. It was a great show, though. Either way, I had to go, not feeling well, supposed to be reading over my manuscript. Okay, well, goddamn.
That must be Kai.
It's Kai. She's the one. Okay. But anyway. So, ladies, we got about 6 minutes. Is there anything you want to say before we start going toward, would you come back on the show again if asked, or if you want to? Would you be willing to come back on and talk about your new project coming up?
Oh, I definitely
would.
You would? We didn't dog you guys hard, did we? See, we're not bad on Word Sexy. We could be a little bit more harder than this, but we chose not to today.
Well, I'm glad you weren't.
As much.
This is my first interview, so I'm glad you weren't. Well, you did good.
Like,
thank you.
Say what?
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay.
You
so what
did.
You got? Okay, 6 minutes. What you got new coming out? What you got new coming up?
Okay. Well, can I share a new endeavor I have? I am a writer, and I've taken upon this new endeavor. I've started writing songs, and I'm actually writing songs for this girl group. I'm exclusively writing songs. Well, I'm writing original songs for them. I'm not exclusive. I'll write songs for anybody. But they're DJ HK, and they were actually on Fox News today, and they were performing one of my songs. So I was real excited about that because, as
damn,
you know,
just,
with
you're gonna have a movie in a minute too, aren't you?
That's what I'm saying.
Look, I'll take that too. You know how it is in this game. I love writing. I love writing, but we have to elevate this to another level. You have to take it beyond, you know, just the writing books. I mean, everybody, even the best of authors, they're still doing other things in the writing field, or they're allowing their writing to branch them off into other areas. So actually, you know, songwriting, I mean, if you write poetry, you know, you write songs. So you take it as far as it can go. You know, you take it as far as you can go, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I just feel blessed that I was able to write those songs and already have it being, you know, sang nationally. So that's something else I'm getting into. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And I hope you make it in that as well, because, like I said, you know, it's kind of like the game you're in right now. So. We want you to make it in that aspect as well.
Thank you.
Hey, somebody's computer going off.
Yeah, it's my computer. It's people talking to me, dogging me again. Anyway, it's all good, though. I'm fine. I will be all right. They'll just have to get on the damn thing, you know, eventually. But anyway.
That's all right. Just, you know, we're going to do better next time. Next time, because you usually... like, don't have a chat room. Like, I'm usually on the phone, and I didn't, like, you know,
you
didn't get online.
And a lot of times I do chat, but people don't use it. And then now when you don't use it, they don't want to, you know, so it's okay. But, so, Nia, what do you have to say? This is your first interview. What do you think?
Well, it was interesting. I'm excited to do more once I'm more comfortable in my own skin. This is so new, and I'm just glad I had the opportunity to get the book out there. So
we're going to get this book out, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm just waiting on you, baby. You have control right now. And a lot of times, publishing companies don't do this. People that are trying to write and get with companies, a lot of times they give you a deadline. But I try to work with my author that I have now signed with me, and we're going to get this thing going so we can get it out. And... we understand that. And we got a caller. Okay, let me see. Okay, we got about 3 minutes. Caller, 916, you have a question.
You say you got 3 minutes. What?
Yeah, you missed out. You missed out, Miss Cotton.
I really missed out. Oh, my God.
Well, say something real quick before we get into the outtake music.
I just wanted to say hi. I didn't get to hear any of the show, apparently, except...
Yeah, where was you at?
I was in a meeting. I'm sorry. I had to...
Oh. It took longer. Making some money. Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad you called in. And we know we got 2 minutes left now. We're glad you called in.
You know, she called in after everybody had already ate and... party closing down, like,
and we'd have been dogged on the chat and everything, and because we ain't answering folks, and here she is, Miss Cotton. Well, we thank you, baby.
You know, it's
Miss
really
Cotton
bad.
Is a poet. She has 5 books out as well, and she's working on another that's going to be coming out soon. And she's an erotic poet. Poet,
I apologize.
Poet,
let me
love you, Cotton.
Right. Oh, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Oh, my God. I apologize because he ran and I talked, and he said, Sheila, you coming on the show? And I said, yeah.
Yeah, you sure said you was coming on, Miss Cotton, and here it is, 2 minutes and 12 seconds left.
No, she just said she was coming. She didn't say she was coming.
Yeah, well, she's coming, all right. Did you come, Miss Cotton?
Ew, don't answer that. Do not answer that.
You said you was in a meeting, so we're going to leave that alone. But anyway, we thank you for supporting and coming on, because she always does, and we like that, so it's okay. And we're not going to get into your room now. But Miss Joy, you will definitely come back, right? And I know Miss Watley is going to be back.
I will definitely come back. Thank you so much. I really had a wonderful time, wonderful time. I was a little nervous. But this was fun.
I know you was nervous because we never give out questions prior, because a lot of interviewers do that, and we don't like to do that because we want people to come on and shoot from the hip when they're on the show, And whatever we ask them, we want them to not know what's going to come to them.
Okay.
So that's why we do it this way.
Well, I didn't know what was coming.
So you won.
You got the W. You won.
Okay. So, Ms. Cotton, we got 1 minute left. What do you have to say?
I would like to say thank you for always having me on your show. I love your show, even though I thought you were doing 2 hours tonight.
Normally we do. Block Talk people, I'm going to have to talk to them. They're playing games with me. Normally we do 2 hours when we have a special show like this one. But for some reason they decided they didn't want to do that. So, but we'll get with them and make sure we get that straight next time. But we thank you for your support, though. We always do.
Absolutely. Always.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now, ladies, we thank you all for coming on. And, Dee Dee, we thank you for coming in. And I know you always get dropped, but we thank you for being here. And we hope that you all continue to support Word Sexy Radio, because we're going to try to get this thing and keep it going so that we can do this, you know. So we thank you all for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Had a lot of fun.
All right.
Your eyes, come on.
Well,
so I'm gonna set you right, and I'm starting here tonight. Well, shine like the moon and strong like the sea.
Well,
more expensive than money, more valuable than anything.
Well,
juicy mango, summer peach. Make a lame man walk and a poor man hungry. Well. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you. There's power in them rolling hills. Come on. You reply. Your own glow, come on.
Well.
Baby, don't recognize what you got between your eyes.
Well.
So I'm gonna set you correct so you can get what you should get.
Well,
intuition, something free.
Well,
let you know what you know, that you find before you see.
Well,
spirit of discernment, pray for it every day.
Well,
let you know who should go and who you should let stay.
Well,
and if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you.